Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential candidates will face off on a debate stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy. The event is being conducted by Fox News. However, it will be without the party's frontrunner, presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump has recorded an interview with former Fox host Tucker Carlson. As families suffer, children are missing, and Lahaina is burned to the ground, the federal government support crews on Maui are living high on the hog on your dime.
FEMA officials are facing criticism for staying in luxury hotels costing $1,000 per night. Slow response to the disaster has drawn scrutiny, as staying 45 minutes away from Lahaina in five-star hotels like the Fairmont Kealani, Four Seasons, and Grand Wailea Astoria, FEMA officials are accused of being complacent because they don't want to leave their lavish accommodations. Fire victims also expressing dissatisfaction with the $700 aid for food and clothing. President Biden allocated $7 million tax dollars for FEMA's disaster response, most of which is being used to house up to 1,000 staff members in the same high-end hotels. I'm John Schaefer.
Alec Baldwin is trying to stop a lawsuit filed by crew members from his movie Rust. Attorneys for the actor and his production company have filed a motion to dismiss a civil case brought on by three crew members who accused Baldwin of negligence in the death of a cinematographer. A hearing on the motion is set for today in New Mexico, where most of the movie was filmed. A California woman who disappeared nearly 8 years ago was found safe. 31-year-old Lisa Hu went missing December 8, 2015 in Oakland. No explanation was given by police or Hu on where she had been for the last 8 years. USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The judge overseeing Trump's alleged charges in Georgia will allow TV cameras in the courtroom for a limited time.
The judge overseeing his election interference case ruled Tuesday that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom through September 8th. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is pushing to hold the arraignments for all the defendants until after Labor Day. Trump and 18 others were charged last week in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The former president expected surrender Thursday separate from any arraignments. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former University of Southern California football running back Reggie Bush is planning to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. The lawsuit is based on the NCAA maliciously attacking his character through a completely false and highly offensive statement that was widely reported in the media. The complaint alleges Looks like a lot of adults believe the misinformation about the COVID vaccines.
One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents, 96%, recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of these, 10% considered it definitely true, and 23% deemed it probably true. Around a third also believed in the effectiveness of ivermectin, a parasitic deworming drug, as a COVID treatment. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, as if we don't have our hands full already, already we're getting set up for another variant of COVID, right? And what's going to happen here? Mandates like you've never seen before, mandates controlled by the WHO already, the WHO. And don't deny it. I mean, the WHO is already controlling and canceling us, especially on social media platforms, because if we do not speak WHO when we talk about COVID, they put you in jail. In social media jail, they deplatform you. You know, that's the way it's happening. So this has been going on for a long time. You may not be aware of this, but I only come with a warning to let you know, and particularly here, and we're grateful for GCN, because GCN allows us to be independent, and we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. How long we're able to do this, only time will tell, ladies and gentlemen, because the pressure is on for everybody to comport, and GCN has been attacked on many instances, along with its individual, you know, podcasters and show hosts like myself who pursue the truth, believe that we should pursue the truth and tell you the truth so that you're better prepared and you know how to protect yourself and your families. But God forbid the WHO, which, gosh, last time I checked, it wasn't like they got everything right. I mean, they were probably as wrong as Dr. Fauci. But somehow we're going to look to them again for answers for another variant of COVID. But not only that, they're going to be even more so empowered than ever before. So you got that happening. You got Joe Biden making up stories. Once again, how embarrassing in Maui, Hawaii, right? But he, you know, sticks to the story. He's going to stick with it. It is shameful. But you know, maybe the people in Hawaii who voted so outlandishly for Joe Biden and the Democrats, maybe this is a time to pause and reassess, right? Because this is the government that they wanted. Joe Biden, along with 82 million other people. Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. It's so incredible. And, of course, tonight we've got the first GOP presidential debate. And the top polling candidate, former President Donald J. Trump, is not going to be there. Rick Manning is with us right now. Rick, of course, is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, I guess that pretty much sizes up probably three of the most incredible top news things we can talk about today, right?
Sorry, you made me cough. It's hard to fathom how we're in a world where a president of the United States doesn't have the basic human capacity to comfort people in a time frame that makes sense. And in going to Maui to comfort people, he manages to tell a story about how one time he had a kitchen fire and he almost lost his Corvette and his cat. Yeah. Oh, by the way, his wife. And he somehow equates that to people. 2,300 people lost their homes.
Yeah.
2,300 people had every single memory out of their home destroyed. All the pictures, all the mementos, all the little handprints from when their kids were five, destroyed.
Not to mention the death of their children. I mean, we don't have the demographics there, but I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of children in that death count. And we're not talking about a cat or a stupid 67 Corvette, okay? Forgive me.
Yep. That's true. Very true. You're looking at, all right, there are 115 people dead now, but they've got 850 to 1,000 people are missing. And
Rick, they're not even counting the bodies that they've captured over at Molokai or Lanai. The bodies that floated, they said there's over 185 bodies. So that's not even in the count yet.
Right. They haven't done they haven't been able to do the DNA analysis on it yet. And we're not in a search mission here. We're in basically a body recovery mission. And the fact that when you look at the conditions that are on the ground, there's nothing left in a lot of those areas. Just whole neighborhoods burned down.
Rick, they're finding teeth.
I know.
That's how severe this thing was. Okay, and they said they ran out of body bags after the second day.
I know, and yet the President of the United States, when asked about it while heading off to another vacation, said no comment. How do you say no comment? I mean, it's just I've been astonished by this, but the fact is, there's 6 months ago. We had a Norfolk Southern train derail in East Palestine, Ohio. We had all toxic chemicals being released into the air and being burnt and then also into the ground and the water. Mm-hmm. And in spite of his promises to do something, to go there, you know, Joe Biden never showed up.
Exactly.
It wasn't his, you know, the bottom line is, we know he can't have concern about what's going on. I mean, in the last week before his vice presidency ended, he flew off to Ukraine to make sure everything was okay there. But he can't go to, he's got 6 months, he can't go to East Palestine. He hasn't signed an emergency declaration asked for by the governor of Ohio over a month ago. Mm-hmm. Because Norfolk Southern's cleanup operation was ending and they needed to have all state and federal resources unleashed. But he had to
sign a climate emergency bill, supposedly.
We got that kind of nonsense. We have he did have time to put another $25 billion request in front of Congress for Ukraine. So we're looking at this and we're saying, you can't even go to East Palestine. You can't go to a Democrat U.S. senator begging you to at least sign the emergency, or you have a Republican governor who submitted an emergency request. You can't get an emergency request done in a month and a half, and yet you're sitting there saying, there's absolutely no compassion from these people.
Exactly. The upside, Rick, you know what the upside is? Is that, you know, every year at Thanksgiving, there's always that uncle, right, that the family just, oh, my God, is Uncle Joe going to be there? He's going to be there. It's only one day a year. He's, you know, a couple of hours, and then we'll be out. We'll have to put up, you know, and so what's going to happen is all these crazy uncles that you have to deal with at Thanksgiving, they're all going to be saying, hey, man, I'm not Joe Biden. I'm not that bad. Right?
So, yeah, that's true. I'm not Joe Biden. That's a. I think that's his. That might be. If there was a Democratic opponent, that might be their campaign refrain. I'm not Joe Biden.
But I could just see it. I mean, it's just like the Democrats for so many. You know, after Jimmy Carter, they said, "Well, I'm not Jimmy Carter." Well, thank God we don't have to relive that nightmare. But here we are with Joe Biden. At every turn, it's like, oh my gosh. But that's the only thing I can think of, is that at Thanksgiving you're going to hear all these crazy uncles going, well, hey man, lighten up, man. I'm not Joe Biden. Oh, Lord have mercy. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more from Rick Manning right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Not only do you like to hear, but you need to hear. from us, as opposed to having somebody in our newsroom or somebody on an editorial board telling us, you know, Rick Manning, oh, you can't talk about that. You know, you can't talk about COVID. You can't talk about, you know, the Wuhan lab. You can't talk about ivermectin that saves so many people's lives or hydroxychloroquine. Oh, my God, you know, the WHO has their guidelines. You know, YouTube says, look, you've got to stay true to the WHO guidelines. And I said, well, look, do you realize those guidelines that you have, you know, as community standards, they're 3 years old? You know, we didn't learn anything in the last 3 years about this. And now they're getting ready to armor up and, you know, bring back masks and put us through the drill one more time to really prove the American people are that stupid. Right.
Listen, they're proving that YouTube is that stupid. They're proving that Google is that stupid, and to outsource their editorial policies to the World Health Organization.
Yeah, to communists.
To proxies for communist China. You know, right. It tells you everything you need to know about YouTube and Google. And it's, truthfully, it's too bad because YouTube is actually of the platforms that do video.
Mm-hmm.
They're the one that is the most lucrative to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a it's too bad, but the fact of the matter is we're seeing being accepted and being a part of our daily expectations. And a lot of people kind of frame what they're going to say around what's acceptable.
Well, I think we need to put a notice, you know, like Elon Musk has put a notice on, you know, some of these on some of these statements, you know, that this is a government owned facility,
yeah.
You know, that it comes with prejudice. And I think that, you know, here's YouTube claiming misinformation. Well, they are pandering in misinformation by throttling back the knowledge and things that we've experienced that everyday Americans have said by reality this is what works. But nope, you can't. And now you know, they're putting so much pressure, not just YouTube but these governmental forces, where they are suspending licenses of experienced doctors who saved lives during COVID are now being penalized because they didn't go with the dangerous narrative that killed millions of people around the world, Rick.
That's 100% true. It is. You've seen doctors, you've seen nurses lose their ability to practice medicine because they didn't go with the narrative, and you continue to see that. California has just passed the legislation, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, where they made it so they basically are shutting down anybody who's in medicine who didn't toe the line.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a very fundamental thing, and I just people need to understand when we decided we were going to allow Obamacare to become the law of the land, and the Republicans didn't repeal it root and branch the way they promised. When that occurred. We effectively allowed a system of control, command and control from the top down, to reach every single doctor, most doctors in America. Why? Because they forced doctors to consolidate their practices into bigger groups, into corporate shells. They did
exactly
that because the cost of meeting the rules of Obamacare in terms of software and all that, it was about $350,000 for a practice to do that.
Yeah.
If you're a 1, 2, 3 doctor practice, you can't afford that by a lot.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
What did they do? They said, I'm gonna become part of a larger practice. They'll take care of all the administrative stuff, and I'll just go be a doctor. Of course, the problem then becomes the administrative stuff becomes this is what you can prescribe. This is what you can tell your patients. This is what the insurance company will cover. And you suddenly become nothing more than an arm of whatever the CDC and HHS and now the World Health Organization are spouting down, because the insurers who are paying you, which are all based tied in with the government, the insurers who are paying these claims are being told by the government, these are not claims that the government will cover under Medicare. They won't cover them under Medicaid. They won't cover. And so you basically hit about a third of the whole population. Mm-hmm. Just simply by that government edict of what they'll cover for government-covered health insurance. And if that becomes the law of the land, the de facto law of the land, without Congress ever passing a bill. That's why we had to get rid of it when we could, and that's why we can't get rid of it now, because so many people are now dependent upon government health care through Medicaid, which dramatically expanded, that we are now in a position where the people who are afraid of losing it exceed the people who are offended that we have it.
See, this is what happens when you allow them to vote. People that can vote in entitlements and you continue to allow them to vote, they're just going to keep doing more of the same. So this is where we are. We're in a catch-22. Rick, we've got about 3.5 minutes left.
Yeah.
We've got this first GOP presidential debate. Big hole right smack dab in the middle. Donald J. Trump not going to be there. What's your read on that?
I don't think very many people are going to watch it. Donald Trump's doing a counter event. I think that people will watch the counter event. And when you look at the lineup, you sit there and you say, okay, you've got Ron DeSantis. He's interesting. Vivek Ramaswamy.
And spiraling down,
that's right.
Yeah, he's not up. I mean, it's Vivek Ramaswamy is the only one on the stage that is getting any kind of traction.
And so, and the irony on this is, he's going to be, curiosity to see him is the one thing that might drive eyeballs to the event.
Mm. Well, some people are going to be curious to see if Chris Christie takes his shirt off and goes and tries to hit some tennis balls.
Well, I think, just look at old Chris Farley videos. You don't really need to revisit that.
That picture just collided in your mind just a moment. Oh Lord!
No, I don't need. I don't think any of us need that.
I apologize.
Nikki Haley is going to try to break. Is going to try to break through somehow. It's and she has. There's some. She appeals to young women who are don't like Trump. Okay, that's who she appeals to. So you're going to see basically people who appeal to, by and large, to about 20% of the Republican audience. Mm-hmm. And don't appeal to any of the independent audience and none of the Democrat audience talking. And then you'll have Vivek Ramaswamy, who will appeal to the Trump audience, because he's the only one who said, you know, this is garbage. If elected president, I'll just pardon everybody and get rid of it. And Ron DeSantis has a chance with this to recalibrate himself and reestablish himself as the conservative that we thought he was and think he is, but that he hasn't really, he's kind of lost his way over the last few months. He needs to get out of thinking about Trump to start thinking about the country. And the first thing you say about Trump is, listen, Donald Trump is was a great president. The challenge here is we have faced problems in 2020, the 2020s that are different, and we need to be dealing with some different solutions and lay out a vision for the future. And that isn't attacking Donald Trump. And he needs to line up with Donald Trump in terms of these indictments are crazy, and if president, I will pardon Donald Trump.
Who breaks out, Rick? Who do you think breaks out tonight?
Truthfully, I think Ramaswamy gets a bump because he'll be the center of attention. I don't, and most people don't know him, so I think he gets a bump. I think Nikki Haley has a chance of separating herself from the non-DeSantis rest of them because she's smart and she's pretty good at that kind of forum. So I think she'll do well just because she's different.
What happens if DeSantis, we've got 15 seconds left, what happens if DeSantis goes down and doesn't get a bump?
I think his donors go away.
He starts looking for an exit, huh? Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Rick Manning, he is the president of Americans for Limited Government.
Jack Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on a debate stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy. The event is being conducted by Fox News. However, it will be without the party's frontrunner, presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump has recorded an interview with former Fox host Tucker Carlson. Alec Baldwin is trying to stop a lawsuit filed by crew members from his movie Rust. Attorneys for the actor and his production company have filed a motion to dismiss a civil case brought on by three crew members who accused Baldwin of negligence in the death of a cinematographer. A hearing on the motion is set for today in New Mexico, where most of the movie was filmed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've got to understand what happens on the Beltway. There is a reason, and timing is everything. It's not by accident. Okay, suddenly we get this notice that we've got this new variant of COVID coming out, right? Insane. And as if we didn't learn anything in the last 3 years, the government's going to do everything they can to see how much more control and pressure they can put on every American. And keep in mind, this could be a very, a test run for this backdoor agreement, along with 162 other countries, I understand, that Joe Biden is signed America up for, that would put the WHO, in control of a COVID policy or any pandemic policy, okay? And that's just for starters. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now, the honorary chair of Tea Party Patriots Action, and we're going to be talking about how the House Freedom Caucus released their official position on the possible continuing resolution before the expiration of government funding on September the 30th. Jenny Beth, good morning. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your time with us. So interesting. Nothing happens by accident. Here we are. We're talking about, COVID. It's coming back in the news. It's back. And, and these are one of the things that we've got to talk about regarding the continuing resolution, right?
Yes, you are right about that. And late last night, I had a radio interview, and someone asked me if there's any effort to tie funding to stopping these mandates, and I have not had time to research that yet, but I have not heard anything about that, so I'm going to have to get back to everyone on that, and I've got to run that down over the next couple of days. What's happening right now with these new mandates is very alarming, and I have my suspicions that are just, they're just suspicions, so it's not based on actual fact other than just what we've observed over the last 3 years. And I wonder if some of the narrative about COVID at the moment is all in an attempt to nudge people to go take another round of the COVID shot. And it isn't as much about control for the mandates or stopping the spread of COVID as it is nudging people to go take more of the drug. We'll see how it all plays out, but my opinion and advice to everyone is just say no. I think that we should be saying no to these mandates. The mandates didn't work. The states that did not have strict lockdowns compared to the states that did have strict lockdowns, they basically had the same outcome either way. It meant that the economy in the states without the lockdowns fared much, much better than the states that had lockdowns, and our economy cannot handle another round of lockdowns. Our kids cannot handle another round of being stuck looking at a computer screen rather than being in a classroom and interacting with their peers. So we just have to say no to additional mandates.
Jenny Beth, like you, you engage your brain, and knowing what has happened, it's a good predictor of what will come. So, what I see in my assessment is the deep state is freaking out because the American people are waking up. They're reengaging their senses and their intelligence once again. And what they have to do in order to put everybody back in their place is to elevate the fear factor. Let's elevate the fear factor, get everybody vaccinated once again. And, of course, like anything that has to do with medicine, that's your own personal choice. And my prayer is, and my wisdom to you, if I can say that, is to check with your doctor, like we used to do.
Right.
Consult your doctor. Consult the medical professionals, okay? We speak from a standpoint of experience, what we've observed, what the bureaucracy has done to the American people, the damage it's done. It's also that you need to understand that there are diabolical forces behind all this. I mean, the WHO has already positioned themselves to be the Dr. Fauci's of the world, okay? They're going to be the last word. They're going to be the ones that, a communist-run entity, the WHO, which Joe Biden wants to, and supposedly they're working out this deal in the back room somewhere, that they would have the say on all things pandemic. Okay, so if they say you must wear a mask, you must wear a mask, and if you don't wear a mask, then they are going to employ a penalty that is it's final. There's no discussion about it. There's no due process. It is because we've surrendered our sovereignty when it comes to pandemics to the WHO. Because last I checked, Jenny Beth, they were the leaders. They did such an outstanding job on behalf of the world in protecting lives. Of course, I'm being cynical, but go ahead.
Yeah, you are right. This is what the WHO is working on. They have what essentially amounts to a treaty that they are trying to get everyone to enter, and their standards and their mandates and their recommendation would be what is required of all nations who participate. The concerning thing about that treaty is that I think it undermines the state authority and our local government authority in
exactly.
this country. And I don't think that it is actually constitutional. So I am very concerned about what is moving forward with that. And we heard this week that YouTube is going to censor people based on WHO standards. It just,
Jenny Beth, they're already doing it. They're already doing. I've been put in YouTube jail several times because my guest talked about openly, intelligently about. And these are scientists, okay, that know better. But look what they're doing. I mean, they are, you know, Dr. Mercola. They have, if they haven't taken away his license, restricted it. There's another doctor who's been on our show. Her license was taken away. these direct attacks, and so. With YouTube, they have a policy, a WHO policy, that goes back to 2020. And I said, look, that's 3 years old. We learned a lot. And you're holding that as the guideline? And so they presented, which I thought was ridiculous, because they presented the headline like as if this was something that was... No, this has been going on. They've been deplatforming. Like, you know, this statement that you made just a moment ago about not to get the vaccine, if we were on YouTube, we'd be off.
Don't comply with mandates. I can't
right.
give professional... Or, I'm sorry, not professional. I can't give medical advice.
Medical advice. Exactly.
And I would say don't comply and do... And just, you know, I mean, don't put a mask back on your face. Don't allow them to shut us back down and lock us down. And I think the lockdowns are all in an effort to force people or nudge people to get the shot again. But you've got to go talk to your doctors and make sure you find doctors who actually want to treat COVID if you get sick, not just like tell you to go home and stay home until you're so sick you need to go to the ER.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, and that was already proven. I have some friends, doctors down in Imperial County in San Diego, and they wrote a book on this. They saved over 10,000 people. They saved their lives, and what they did when anybody came down with COVID, they just reinforced and you know, focused on their immune system. You know, with natural supplementation, common sense stuff that we've learned over the years, nobody of the 10,000 plus people that they served, Jenny Beth, nobody went to the hospital, nobody went on a ventilator, and nobody died. But the state of California goes, wow, that's bad. You got to come up here to the tribunal. They went and they raked them over the coals. How dare you do that? Because it didn't comport with the guidelines of the WHO. And so they're guilty of saving lives, and they got a strike against them, and, you know, their license is under threat.
I think that might be Dr. Brian Tyson. I know that he saved a lot of lives in Southern California.
George Fareed. Dr. George Fareed was the other doctor.
Yeah, George Fareed and Brian Tyson, they worked together. And the thing about these doctors is that the thing I learned very, very early is that they know how to treat the symptom. And oftentimes the way they practice medicine is to treat each symptom that somebody is having individually. And as a whole, with a cocktail of medications that treat symptoms, it can help you survive. And that's what they learned to do during the AIDS epidemic. And that's how ultimately they helped AIDS patients survive. And the same thing applies with COVID and probably with other viruses that we don't even know about yet. So as far as the House Freedom Caucus goes, they are planning...
5 seconds left. Yeah.
Well, go to TeaPrayPatriots.org and you can learn more about...
Problems.
About it.
Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. 4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeremy Beck is going to be joining us. Jeremy is the Vice President, Deputy Director for Numbers USA. He's pinch hitting for Chris Chmielewski. He's probably out with Joe Biden on vacation, just making sure that his hot toddy is well prepared and, you know, the president's being taken care of. So that's all a good thing. So it's win-win for everybody all the way around. Going to be talking about, you know, more of what the president has been telling us. Which is tough to square up sometimes with reality, because he says, hey, look, everything's fine at the border. What are you worried about? You know, it's all under control. Bidenomics, it's working. It's working. It's working. That's what he says. It's like everything with Joe Biden is a whisper these days. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's all a mystery. But nonetheless, migrant encounters at the southern border are on the rise again. Of course, this is right after the president touted that his immigration policy reforms are working. Jeremy Beck, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks to be here. Wish I was somewhere having a hot toddy.
Well, you know, well, I guess Chris got the, he got the short straw, so, you know, he had to go, and you get to pinch hit for him.
Sounds good.
Oh, my goodness, I tell you. Thank God we can laugh. You know, I was talking to, one of the Babylon Bee boys yesterday. We were having good fun, Joel Berry, and just saying, you know, we cannot forget to laugh. it is the best medicine, and especially in these crazy times that we're feeling with. I mean, there's serious times. I mean, we can get so pressed in, and you know, a show like this where we're, you know, seriously reporting to our listeners, you know, what is going on, what's the reality. You know, every once in a while, we just need a little reprieve. So excuse me for being lighthearted for just a moment, because, no sooner, you know, we have to get into the serious aspect of what's going on at the southern border. Fentanyl continues to flow across. Now it's been going on for quite a while. You know, sex trafficking of minors. I mean, disgusting as that is. The infrastructure of the cartel continues to broaden its tentacles within the United States. Not outside. I keep reminding people of this. And Jeremy, I got to tell you, it'll probably be about 3-5 years down the road, and somebody will probably say, "My God, I never heard that the cartels were operating inside, you know, the United States." But here we've been reporting on this for a number of years already.
Yeah, well, you know, all of that is appreciated. You do have to have a little bit of a sense of humor from time to time to lighten it. Otherwise, you always risk burnout. These are serious issues, and it takes a lot. It takes a certain amount of fortitude to keep plugging away at it day in and day out. And there's a lot of competing news stories for people's attention. And I think you're right that this is the worst border crisis that we've had in American history. And to some extent, the public is kind of inured to it if they're not informed about it at all.
Exactly.
So I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit more about it today with you.
Well, Jeremy, as you say, this crisis isn't something that's going to be resolved in a year. This is a generational crisis. This is going to go on for decades. What has happened in 2.5 years under this administration? Because the impact it is having on minority communities. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. I'm glad you put it that way too. It's there's 160 million people according to the surveys that Gallup puts around the world. 160 million people, adults only, who say they would move to the U.S. today if they could. And that's the people who say the U.S. is their first choice. And if you say maybe the U.S. is your second choice or your third choice, you know, if you could come, would you come? Mm-hmm. You're talking about hundreds of millions of people.
But Jeremy, let me interrupt here just a second. Let me interrupt. But after they saw Biden in Maui, America Now has slipped. It's not their first choice necessarily anymore. They're going, man, you got to get rid of that crazy uncle before I want to, you know, make it my number one choice again. Lord have mercy. But go ahead.
But the demand is just extraordinary, to your point.
Yes, no doubt.
When you set out the expectations that if you arrive, you have a very, very good chance of being let in legally or through some quasi-legal channel that has been set up by the executive branch, which may or may not be constitutionally allowable. In any event, people say the word is out around the world, and you see people coming from around the world that if you come here, you've got a good chance to get in, and you'll be able to work, either because the Biden administration will give you a work permit, or because our leaders and this goes from the states, locality, the federal government make it a sort of a wink-wink workplace verification system that we have here. We don't have mandatory E-Verify. So you can come here and you can work either with the blessing of the administration or with the implicit blessing of our lawmakers, who say that it's illegal to work here without a work permit, but we won't require anybody to verify whether or not you have one.
And meanwhile, you get free medical care, free education. We'll give you government cheese. We'll take care of you, and just obliterates, you know, all the other legal immigration policies we have, which has to just infuriate those immigrants who come in legally that have stood in line for years and made sure that everything was covered, that they were sponsored, that they could contribute to this experience and be on a track in which to get their citizenship.
Yeah, Legal immigrants, of course, are among the first to decry what's going on at the border because it does make a mockery of our system. And we know from polling over the decades that when the American people have a sense that our laws have lost their meaning and that we've lost control over our legal system and over the border, support for legal immigration drops as well. And that's not a long-term benefit for the country either, because we're going to have a legal immigration system. That's going to happen. We've long had one. And you want to have a country where you don't have Americans, citizens looking at people who look different or have an accent or speak a little bit differently and wondering if they're here legally or not. And that's part of what starts to happen. You have a drop of support. You create this extra suspicion around. You wonder if the person who's providing you a service at a counter is working legally or illegally. And that's not the country we want. We want to be able to assume that the system is working, that's credible, the way that the lawmakers set it up to be. Where we can have trust, and right now you're just seeing that trust in our institutions fall apart, chipping away bit by bit. And you're right, the impact is not spread around equally as well. You mentioned that it falls very heavily on minority communities, recent immigrant communities, as well as long-standing multi-generational American communities of Hispanics and descendants of slavery who have been here since the beginning, basically. And they are among the communities that are receiving all of these migrants, not because they've asked for it, but because the local government's saying, oh, we're going to stick them in your neighborhood. It's going to be your closed down school that is going to become a migrant shelter, or we're going to take away this park and turn it into kind of a tent city. And when those communities cry foul, they are then, insult to injury, they are then accused of being, you know, hard-hearted or not welcoming. It's a really unfair system that is playing out right now. The Biden administration's approach is to accommodate as much illegal immigration as possible, but to make it less visible. But the burden of that falls on the communities who are already less visible within our American political system. And that is the true injustice in all of this.
Well, the thing that's amazing and rich with irony was what happened when they sent them to Martha's Vineyard, right? You know, here you get all these, heavy-hearted liberals who think, oh, we got to, you know, how dare them reject them? So, okay, well, let's send you some people up there. Man, they got them out of there real quick. I don't think they lasted 48 hours, did they?
No, that's right. And that was a couple of dozen people. And you're looking at other communities who are receiving thousands, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And it just goes to show. Martha's Vineyard is a small community, and probably accommodating a few dozen extra people would have been a hardship. All that just points to how really cruel and unjust it is to expect these other communities to accommodate, to bear the brunt and the burden of this crisis that has been manufactured through policy. These are changes that the administration put in place. These are choices. There's always been overwhelming demand to come into the United States. What has changed is not the world, but the United States policies.
Exactly. Well said. And the thing is, it's so dangerous about this, Jeremy, is you have so many people coming in. I don't know what the percentage would be. You could pick a percentage. We're led to believe it's definitely the majority of these migrants, these illegal immigrants who are coming in, that are beholden to the cartels. They've paid the cartels money. They come across with bracelets or with, you know, wristbands indicating, how they have been vetted by the cartels to do certain jobs and certain business on behalf of the cartels. And Mayorkas has no clue whatsoever. And here we are receiving them. We don't even know, like in the old spaghetti Western days, you know, are you friend or foe? But the chances are, if they're beholden to the cartels, they don't have the capacity to be a true friend, because their loyalty belongs to the cartel. It doesn't belong to the United States or the citizens who would greet them warmly and welcome them into their community.
That's also a really important point. You know, there's a huge overlap between an out of control illegal immigration system and security concerns and modern slavery. both of those things are kind of tied to, together. And last year, in fiscal year 2022, set a new record for border encounters with aliens who are on the terror watch list, about 100 encounters. And this year, we're well over 100 encounters, so we're going to set a new record this year as well. The vast majority, of course, I mean, that's a drop in the bucket. We're talking about millions of people who have crossed the border in the past couple of years. But the point is it only takes, as we know from our own recent, not too long ago history, it only takes a couple of bad actors create a lot of damage inside the United States. And so there,
19
that is
people
going to happen.
19 terrorists brought us to our knees in 9/11, right?
That's right, yes.
Amazing, I can't tell you. Jeremy Beck, the Vice President, Deputy Director for Numbers USA. Jeremy, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care.
My pleasure, you too.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.